You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Brian Craven, and you are listening to the Culture Hour. So, back from fall break. Hope everybody had a good one. I kind of had a good one. I had the weekend off. I went to see my sister. Not that any of you care to know, but I went to see my sister and up near Albany, and then I had to study for an exam. Because my lovely art history professor decided to have the exam on the Wednesday we got back. So, yeah. So, it wasn't too much of a break. But, I guess, what was it? It was, as I didn't do one last week, because I was busy in the middle of projects. But the week before, we left off with movie night, which was called movie night. It wasn't during the night, but... where I played a bunch of songs from different scenes of, you know, of movies that I like. But today I think we're just going to go back to the usual, which is just a hodgepodge of indie music that I just kind of put together as we go along here. I really feel like listening to a bunch of Vampire Weekend, so there may be more than one Vampire Weekend song today. I apologize. Also, I've over the break kind of got into the band The Animals, which, if you don't know, they were they dropped their debut album like in 1964. They're kind of a blues kind of rock band from England. Pretty famous, and I'll play probably their most famous songs. And then I might play another one of their songs, because I've kind of gotten into them recently. But I'm sure most of you know who the Animals are, but, you know, for maybe the few that don't. I mean, no one listens to this show anymore, so it doesn't really matter. So I'm just going to start off with Vampire Weekend, which, of course, being my favorite band. So I'll start off with probably my favorite song off of Father of the Bride, which is How Long? So, because I know you guys come on here to listen to me talk. No, you don't. Let me shut up and I'll play some music.
Tough choice, don't make me laugh. My life's a joke, your life's a gas. You broke my heart in midnight mass. Now I'm the ghost of Christmas past. The only choice you gave to me is one I took reluctantly. Cause when we bled democracy, you always take immunity. How long do we sink to the bottom of the sea? How long, how long? Only you and me. How long, how long, how long, how long, how long, how long, how long? What's the point of getting clean? You wear the same old dirty jeans. What's the point? Seen. Those eyes are cruel, those eyes are mean. What's the point of human beings? A sharpie face on tangerines. Why has it felt like Halloween since Christmas 2017? How long? How long? How long? How long do we sink and it's only you and me? Registration's here with me. Neither of us has the key. We can live down in the flats. The hills will fall eventually. How long do we sink to the bottom of the sea? How
How Long by Vampire Weekend. So I'm as I'm putting this list of songs together, I'm realizing it's predominantly going to be oldies today, like predominantly like 60s, 70s music. And then I think I threw in another Vampire Weekend song because I just love him too much. So the Animals, obviously, I'm sure you all know their the big song House of the Rising Sun. It's like very, very famous. I feel so stupid talking about them in this way because I feel like they're so well known. But then again, that's me. I'm not a big music guy. I don't listen to music. I mean, I knew of them for God knows how long, but I never really listened to their music, and I just started actually listening to their music. So that's why I'm talking about them in this kind of way, as if I've discovered them, but I haven't. I'm just an idiot. But I think, I think I'm going to play, actually, I'm not going to play House of the Rising Sun, even though that's what I wrote up here, because I think there's another song there that they covered on their debut album that I really, really liked. Yeah, I'm actually going to play a song, I think, I'm going to get this wrong, I forget who it was written by, actually, but it was, but they covered The Girl Can't Help It, and I really like their cover of it. I also really like their cover, their cover of Memphis, Tennessee, so there's a lot of good songs on here, but yeah, enough of me talking. So I'm going to play The Girl Can't Help It by The Animals. And so, yeah, that was The Girl Can't Help by The Animals, which is a ridiculously sexist song. I mean, although I like the music behind it, it's a ridiculously sexist song. So, next up, let's see. I think next up, actually, again, I'm going to go with another oldie. And I'm going to play probably one of my favorite songs by The Beatles, which is Back in the USSR. And that's So, and the funny thing about this, the reason that this one actually came to my mind is because over the summer when I went to see, I actually went to see Paul McCartney for the second time. I got to see him over the summer, and it was, and this was a song he played that he hadn't played the first time I saw him. And I was like, I was so stoked about it because it's one of my, it's my favorite song, probably one of my, I don't know. It's one of my favorite songs. I was going to say it's my favorite song off of the White Album, but then as I'm sitting here looking at the White Album, there's a lot of really good songs on here. But it's awesome. And, yeah, so I don't really have anything else to say about it besides that. And I'm sure you don't care to hear what I have to say because you just want to listen to music. And that's really what I want to do too. So here is Back in the USSR. And that was Back in the USSR. So let's see. So next up, actually, I'm gonna play "Rocket Man" by Elton John. And I always, as you know, if you listen to the show, I always usually have a reason for playing it. And the reason that I'm playing this one is because I just found out that I'm actually gonna get to go see him over the summer. My mom was feeling rather spontaneous and impulsive and decided that she was going to buy Elton John tickets when she saw them pop up. So yeah, so, and now my whole family is going to go see Elton John, thanks to my mom's spontaneity. So this is kind of in celebration of what should be hopefully an exciting concert. And I think it's his farewell tour, so it may very well be the last time I ever get to see him live. So yeah, so here is Rocket Man.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight.
zero hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. Lonely out in space on such a timeless flight.
And that was House of the Rising Sun by, again, The Animals. I'm really just kind of picking like two or three bands, I feel like, this time around, and just playing like two or three of their songs. So the song before that was Rocket Man. There was an interesting thing I want to say about Rocket Man. There was on YouTube, there's a really good music video for it. It was done by an Iranian filmmaker who was actually a refugee and came over to the United States, what's really cool about it is how this filmmaker basically takes the story of kind of takes the song of Rocket Man, and there's like rockets and there's like an astronaut, but there's also like intertwined in this like kind of short film is also the story of like of the refugee and this kind of like uncertainty, loneliness, but also like the fact that there's a great deal of hope. It's pretty interesting, actually. Really cool little music video to watch if you've ever got about 3.5 minutes to kill. So I'm gonna keep going. I'm not really gonna change up the vibe. I'm just gonna keep going with a bunch of oldies. I'm going back to the Beatles, which is probably my favorite old band. I mean, if Vampire Weekend is my favorite band and particularly my favorite modern band, then the Beatles are without a doubt my favorite old band. They used to be my favorite band for a long, long time before I really got into Vampire Weekend. So I'm gonna play I love some of their songs, but one of the songs I really like is Come Together, which actually I think was one of the first songs I ever heard by them, because I was given an album, I was given a CD for like a, you know, one of these goodie bags that you get at the end of a party, and I popped it in, and it was Abbey Road. And I think this is the first song on Abbey Road. So this is one of the first songs I really like listened to as a child and associated with the Beatles. So anyway, yeah. So next up is Come Together by none other than the Beatles.
Slowly got you eyeball, he won, holy roller, he
ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, now do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow?
Marching tune, we all got up to dance. Oh, but we never got the chance.
Just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died, and they were singing bye bye, Miss America. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." They were singing, "Bye, bye, Miss American Pie." Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die."
So, that last one obviously being American Pie, and for that, I think it was, yeah, Come Together. Decided, since I'd been talking so much, I'd give the people what they want, and I'd give you all music. So yeah, I didn't mean for this show to turn into just a bunch of, like, old classic songs, but that's what happens. It's what happens when you don't plan a playlist. I think I might wrap up a little early. Let me just see how long my next song is, because I have a show right after, someone that comes in right after me. I think next week, for those of you who do listen to this show at all, next week I'm going to do, probably, it's either going to be musicals or jazz. I haven't decided yet. But that should be fun. And then whichever one I don't do next week, I'll probably do. I'll do the other one at the week after. So it should be a good one. And I guess so. To finish it off today, I'm gonna finish a little early. But to finish it off, I think we're gonna finish off with "Flower Moon" by Vampire Weekend. We start with Vampire Weekend. We'll finish with Vampire Weekend. So yeah, I hope you all enjoy the show. Have a good weekend. And hopefully you will tune in next week at 2:00 on Thursday to listen to my show. So yeah, thank you. You've been listening to WGRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And you have been listening to the Culture Hour with your host, Brian Craven. So yeah. So we'll finish off with "Flower Moon," and I hope you all have a wonderful weekend.
Flower moon, curse the night. If the sun don't make things right, then man is gonna take a year, gonna take a year. Flower moon, sacred sun, Coca-Cola and red wine. Now's the time to disappear, gonna take a year.
Take a year.